Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll meet Chief Cody and Jimmy Collins down at the corner where the chief and Tim Collins' younger brother have gone to buy ice cream for the evening meal at the Collins' home. Inside the store is Jimmy's rival, Whitey Williams. But before the boys get together, here's a message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the corner store near the home of Tim Collins, rookie fireman. Chief Cody and Jimmy Collins, Tim's 14-year-old brother, are on their way to buy ice cream, the chief's contribution to the evening meal he's been invited to share with the Collins family. Just a moment ago, you remember, the chief remarked,
Jimmy, something's bothering you, I know. And from something you said, I wonder if what's wrong is the firefighters' brigade.
Huh? Well, gosh, how did you know?
Is it the brigade, Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Now you're getting me all upset.
Well, here's the store, Chief, and... Well, I'm going to get out of the brigade, and... Oh, please, I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Let's go inside and get our ice cream.
I'll wait for you outside, Chief Cody.
Well, now what?
Well, nothing. I just don't want to go inside.
Who's in there? Who's that you're glaring at through the window?
Oh, nobody much.
Isn't that young Williams, Whitey Williams?
Yeah, it is. Every place you go, there's that Whitey Williams. Always butting in everywhere.
Whitey Williams. He's an officer in the firefighters' brigade, isn't he? In your brigade at Northside School?
Pretty soon he can be all the officers if he wants to, after I quit.
So that's it. There's trouble between you and Whitey, huh?
Yeah. Well, between us, we're making a wreck out of our brigade.
Jimmy, I'm going to look into this. Come on, we're going in there. Now, don't hang back.
Oh, there he goes again. Look what I got. Look what I'm doing. Listen to me.
Now, Jimmy, let's keep the peace. Well, hello, Whitey. What have you got in that paper bag?
Look, whole bag full of carbon dioxide. Mrs. Harvey gave me a whole bag full to pack my ice cream in.
Carbon dioxide? You mean that bag is full of gas?
Gas, nothing. You feel that bag, Collins? It's packed solid. Gee, did I say hello, Chief Cody?
Hello, son.
Sometimes I forget. I get so busy talking about
something. What do you mean, carbon dioxide? That bag is full of dry ice. That's all Mrs. Harvey gave you.
Gee, Collins, don't you know anything?
Well, sure I do. What do you mean, don't I know anything?
Well, gee, any dope knows dry ice is carbon dioxide. Look, next time the firefighters brigade has a meeting, I'm gonna bring some dry ice. Look, when we have our brigade assembly at Northside School, we can show them how total flooding works.
Listen, we got our plans all made for that assembly. We're going to put on a play.
Oh, what's an old play? All that stuff about fire prevention.
Well, who cares about floods? We're the firefighters' brigade.
Floods? I said total flooding. Gee, I bet you don't even know what that means. You don't even know what you're saying.
I do, too, know what I'm saying. It's you that don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I always know what I'm talking about.
Listen, you do not. You said Mrs. Harvey gave you that whole bag of dry ice to pack your ice cream in.
Sure I did. Sure she did. How does that prove I don't know what
well,
I'm...
Well, listen, then. Where's your ice cream?
Huh?
All that dry ice, and you forgot to pack the ice cream in it.
Oh, gee.
Same as always. You were going to get all the way home before you remember what you came to the store for in the first place.
Oh, gee. Mrs. Harvey, look, I'm supposed to get a pint of vanilla and a pint of strawberry, and I forgot.
What a dope.
We'd better let him finish his business before we go back to the counter and add to the confusion.
I always know what I'm talking about, he says.
Well, maybe he does, Jimmy, in a way.
Instead of our fire prevention play, he wants to get up in the assembly and talk about floods. And dry ice.
Not floods, Jimmy. He said total flooding.
Well, what's a big flood got to do with dry ice?
Total flooding, Jimmy, that's a system for putting out fires with carbon dioxide.
You mean he does know what he's talking about? Oh, gee. Hey, maybe I should find out about that.
I have a hunch you're going to, son. Didn't he say he's going to explain it to the firefighters' brigade?
Yeah, and ruin another meeting. Oh, golly, Chief, you ought to see what that Whitey Williams does to our meetings. That's why I just got to get out of the brigade.
Chief Cody tries to pass it off, but he realizes that Jimmy Collins is really determined to drop out of the firefighters' brigade at Northside School. And later that evening, he talks it over with Jimmy's brother, Tim Collins, of the fire department.
Collins, I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Well, neither do I. But Mom and I are grateful for one thing, Chief.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, you've put your finger on Jimmy's trouble. Why, he hasn't been fit to live with, not for a whole week.
Well, now that his trouble is out in the open, he won't be so rough, tough, and disagreeable around the house.
No, he won't, but he won't be happy. Chief, here's a situation we ought to size up before we make a fatal mistake.
And what's your suggestion?
Well, treat this case like a fire. Drop in at the next meeting of the brigade, size up the situation, and then work out some way to clear it up before Jimmy and Whitey Williams have a chance to wreck the brigade between them.
And so a few days later, at the next meeting of the firefighters' brigade at Northside School, two distinguished visitors are seated in the back of the room.
Quiet! Quiet! Any questions you can ask Whitey later.
Collins.
Yes, Chief.
This Williams kid, he knows his stuff.
He certainly puts it across like a college professor.
Yes, sir, does.
All right, Whitey. Is that quiet enough for you?
Okay. Now, as Jimmy said, any questions, come on up and I'll tell you afterwards. Now, just to finish what I just explained to you, this total flooding system, it goes off when there's a fire. It floods the whole place with carbon dioxide gas, and the fire can't breathe, so it goes out.
The fire can't breathe. Hey, that's pretty good.
Well, Whitey knows his stuff, all right.
Well, thanks, Whitey, for taking so much time to tell us all that. Give me good old water anytime. Water, that's the way to put out fires. And now, next on the list is...
What do you mean, water?
Listen, you're through.
I am not. I got the floor.
Well, all right, go ahead. But next time you get through, you be sure you sit down. You wasted so much time already, we can't...
Look, Jimmy says good old water. That's the way to put out a fire. But you take some place with a lot of stuff that water could spoil. Like, maybe motors or electrical equipment. Oh, I know. Like the telephone company. You take and pour water into a place like a telephone exchange, and boy, they'll be years fixing up the damage.
The boy's right, of course.
And he knows he's right. That's what Jimmy can't stand about him. Whitey makes him feel like a fool.
Oh, so I suppose the telephone company has this total flooding system, this dry ice gas, and a lot of pipes and stuff. I guess if it was any good, they'd have it, wouldn't they? How about that?
They do.
Huh? They do.
Well, anyways, lots of places they do. You ask them. That's all.
Okay, that's all. And thank you very much, Whitey Williams, for this long talk. Now, next on our list is our plan for...
Hey, Mr. Chairman.
You're out of order.
I am not. I still got the floor. I didn't sit down yet.
I don't care. You've been going on and on and on for a half an hour and...
I got the floor, that's all. And you can't take it away.
Well, what is it? And please hurry up.
Instead of any old play about fire prevention for assembly, why don't we show the kids all about how fire extinguishers work?
Hey, listen, you can't say that now. You're out of order. That's new business, and you can't bring it...
I resolve I make an exhibit for the brigade assembly instead of any old play. I resolve and I second the motion.
Sit down. You're out of order. Besides, my sister Trudy, well, she's got the play practically already written. And besides, another thing...
I rise to a point of order. Who said your sister Trudy should ever...
Sit down, out of order.
Yeah. All right.
Quiet, quiet. Meeting come to order. Order. Listen, everybody...
Let's get out of here, Colin.
Yeah, before there's a riot, Chief.
Yeah. Hey. I've seen some lively meetings, but those kids go at it hammer and tongs.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen, Chief?
If Jimmy walks out on the brigade, half the others will go with him. They're just about evenly split. So many for Jimmy, so many for Whitey Williams.
And the pity of it is they're both good kids. They just... Well...
They just don't get along. Now, that brother of yours, my pal Jimmy, he's a real boy. All the way through. 24 carat fine.
Yes, sir. But be fair to Whitey, Chief. That boy is smart. trouble is that Jimmy and Whitey are so different. They're bound to pull in different directions on almost everything.
That's it. Those two are so different that...
And they're bound to tear the brigade in two.
No, Colin, no. They're so different that they're bound to work together, like your own right and left hand.
Oh, hey, now, Chief.
Now, you don't believe it? All right, Collins, watch me prove it.
Tim Collins looks at Chief Cody as if his commanding officer had promised to pull a white rabbit out of his fire helmet, because it looks impossible to save the firefighters' brigade at Northside School by making peace between Jimmy Collins and Whitey Williams. But Chief Cody has his own way of getting what he wants. And maybe you'll know his plans when you hear our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, and now we come to the next item in our list of common fire causes. Write down cleaning cloths. Just those two words can mean wiping rags, ordinary cotton waste, anything used for cleaning or wiping. Remember, they're dangerous. Most dangerous when there's dampness, unless you keep them in a metal container. It's hard to believe, but cleaning cloths can start a fire by spontaneous ignition. Well, that's all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.